Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I can't hear anything either.
I assume I'm on the air. Let's just pretend like I am. I'm so excited to have you back. I know you've been in Chicago. Come on in, Lady B. Am I on the air at least? No, I'm not on the air. How am I not on the air? I don't know.
Oh, there we go. Let's see. Are we on now?
Yeah.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka.
Am I on, though? Lady Bizzle.
Lady B came in. She's like, no one can hear you speaking right now, so we might have to push the other button. Hi, Kirk. Kirk Banzad joins us in studio from Minocqua Brewery, and we've been talking about this incredible journey that you're on and this mission. It's more of a mission. I don't know if you're sent by God, but we'll talk to the pastor later. But you are taking on Wisconsin school boards that are refusing to enlist mitigating efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19. How is it going?
We are making Wisconsin sane again, one beer at a time.
You're making Wisconsin sane again, one beer at a time?
Yeah, so, oh my gosh, it's been a whirlwind. Apparently, we're the first entity to sue school boards in federal court in the United States.
Really?
I didn't know that. I had no idea. It's not like I've been following this, but when we did this, when we dropped these lawsuits in Waukesha was last week, and then that was the Eastern Circuit Court of Wisconsin, and then we dropped one in Fall Creek, which is a small town close to Eau Claire, in the Western District this last Monday. Holy cow. We've been on national news. We've been on the Guardian in London, you know, and I'm a little podunk little dude from Wisconsin.
Well, and while it's great to get all this national and international attention, you also have families who I've seen posting on your wall about how grateful they are because families have had children come home tested positive and possibly are spreading it in their community, in their families.
Every single interview I've given, it's like we've been deluged by parents who are like not only thanking us but like can you help us too, and I'm like, guys, it's a class action. We're trying to scoop up all the districts at once, and we hope that a judge will allow us to do this, but these like, we don't know where else to go. We've written to the school boards, we've given them, you know, the Madison Children's Hospital edict that all the kids should be wearing masks. The, you know, every single expert that exists says they should be, you know, following CDC guidelines of masking, social distancing. I mean, this Delta variant is real. It's way, infectious. And so it's like, we tried everything. In the nice way, in the Wisconsin nice way, and it's not working because these political people have overrun certain school boards, and it's not about the kids, it's not about the science, it's about holding the line of this anti-COVID, anti-science, anti-intellectual, anti-mask Republican line.
And so much of it continues to seem as though it's just to prove that they were right about something that they believe Trump was, these lies that Trump was spreading, really.
It's like Trump taught everybody in a miraculous way that stuck, that if you back down, you're weak.
Yes.
If you actually admit you're wrong, mm-hmm. somehow you're weak. And you know what? In my entire professional life, if you admit you're wrong, and to an employee or to a coworker or to your boss, and it's like, listen, I was wrong. I admit that, and I realize I've seen the light of day.
I don't know, but I went ahead and hit the button.
You get promoted, or you get acknowledged for your adultness. You know, for your you're an adult. You've realized you can say that. Like, my God, where have we gone in society where you can't admit you're wrong? And their whole party cannot admit they're wrong, and people are dying because of it.
Well, and not only that, but the certitude that everybody else is wrong is shocking to me. Right? Because I have looked, like, when I see these things about, can ivermectin work? Okay, fine. I will, you know, I will try to go through and look and see, but yes, did it work for malaria in certain instances in Africa? Because it's a dewormer, and they have used it in other, for humans in some ways. But it's not a treatment for COVID-19, and they would rather go through a regimen of taking that to either prevent it or treat it than to take something that has been proven by hundreds of millions of people around the world, that we are the ones not dying from COVID. Are there breakthrough cases? Minuscule compared to how many people are dying who are not vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even repeating the science at this point just makes me want to like throw up.
I know.
It's not up to me anymore.
It's not.
To repeat the science to you idiots or to you tinfoil hat wearing Tucker Carlson screaming hordes, I think I was one of my sentences recently. It's like, geez, Louise, you gotta just see the light here. And you know,
they won't.
And oh my God, look at my Facebook page. I have the hordes are all over it. Saying,
oh, they're coming to find me, by the way. Your trolls. I was like, who's this? And they're like, oh, you like this guy? How about when this happened? I'm like, but did he do that? No, he did not. And I'm not going to go into any of that stuff because that's how lies get spread. Misinformation is that they want to find something they don't like about you and make that the thing in order to discredit you.
Oh. Let's just publicize it. They're accusing me of laundering money right now.
Yeah, like, that wasn't the thing I was talking about.
That wasn't the thing. Oh, there's a lot. I mean, heck, I'm a brewer for crying out loud. I drink a lot. There's a lot of things that I've done that I don't.
Nope, that wasn't
that
it
I don't
either.
Approve of.
No, it was your previous employer. It was your and it, which you had nothing
oh,
to do with.
Anthony Weiner.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm a pedophile now because I work for Anthony Weiner. That's what people are saying.
That's exactly the stretch of the. And these are people who voted for a man who said grabbing them by their hoo-has was okay, and has been accused of rape, has been accused of all kinds of sexual assault. They actually voted for that guy. You're a guy who worked and didn't know about any of that.
What I did. By the way, Anthony Weiner was going to become the mayor of New York until he showed his junk to young women. But he was a brilliant man, and what I did for him was figure out how to do universal health care for the city of New York and then help write that as a speech for him.
Can you send that to me? I would like not have universal health care for Chicago and Illinois.
Or at least, you know, yeah, it's like at the city level because the state's completely corrupt even in New York and the federal government is gridlocked. So it's like his idea was like, Kirk, figure out, talk to the experts because they're going to talk to you because I'm the number one. I'm like winning in the polls right now. So and we're the biggest, you know, most influential city in America. So if you talk to every expert you can find, the highest of high, and you figure out how I can propose universal health care for the city of New York.
Right.
And I was like, that's the coolest job I've ever had, you know. And unfortunately, he shot himself not only in the foot, but in every other place that he needed to shoot himself.
Yep.
And he did not get elected.
But that's the madness of the obstructors, right? The people who spread misinformation, the willfully ignorant who are like, oh, we can't possibly have anything to do with you because of something you didn't do. It's just so bizarre.
It's true. I mean, trolls like to troll. The funny thing is, it's fun to troll the trolls because they generally don't think very deeply. And if you can be very sarcastic with trolls, and I've learned to do that. And now I've got a bunch of like what's Santa Claus and his elves? I got a bunch of troll elves that anti-troll the trolls
in your little
Facebook
brewery.
Page.
Just like it's the Santa's workshop. It's Kirk's brewery, and they're all just like on their phones.
They love sticking it to the trolls.
Do you mind if we get religious in a moment? I know that
Want to get religious in a moment.
Yes,
I love you. Have got a progressive pastor coming on because I want to talk to her over a beer, and apparently she's having a beer service. After she's on your radio show.
We're doing beers and Bibles after this.
Which I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, I wish I didn't have a date tonight because I'd be all over beers and Bibles.
Bring your date. How freaked out should we? I'm sorry, what's happening?
That's not a good first date, Patty.
No,
let's go to beer and Bible.
You don't know. Maybe she's from Texas. On,
like the third date. Let's do beer and Bible on the third date. Jeez Louise.
Let's set that up in a moment with Pastor Aaron James Brown. Yes, that's her name, by the way. Pastor Aaron James Brown.
Oh, my gosh.
She's in the green room. We're going to go grab her right now. We have Kirk Bangstad in our studio right now. Go to Minocqua Brewing on Facebook. Like his page. Find out how you can support the work that he's doing to make sure that the schools in Wisconsin are doing everything they can to keep their students safe, to keep the family safe, and to keep our community safe and slow the spread of the Delta variant. Right back after this on Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez. The mic works now. I'm very excited about that. We'll be right back after this. It gives you a moment to meditate during that silence.
Joan Esposito, live, local, and progressive.
I don't know about you, but when I'm really tired, when I work a lot, I get a little edgy. I don't want my police officers being a little edgy and being exhausted and having their patience run dry. If there was ever a profession that needed patience, it was being a cop.
Joan Esposito, weekday afternoons 2 to 5 on WCPT 820.
On January 6, 2021, followers of Trump and something called QAnon attempted a coup at the United States Capitol. Who are these people?
I want to live with the QAnon girl. I could be happy the rest of my life with a QAnon girl.
We are live in the WCPT studios, 8:20 a.m. In case you're like, what station did I accidentally just turn on? You turned us on. We're talking about the Bible. We're talking about beer. We're talking about mask mandates, mask madness in Wisconsin, because a lot of anti-maskers and really just anti-science, anti-fact. Someone just texted me that, you know, at Fox News, employees are required to be vaccinated or tested daily.
That's amazing.
And yet they encourage their viewers to put their families and neighbors at risk of dying or living with disabilities, which is a great point to make. That's also known as my husband, who just texted that.
Okay, can I just
yes.
Say something about that?
If you get closer to your microphone, you can say anything you want.
Okay, so this entire thing, Trump on, there's two reasons this is happening. One is because there is money to be made by ginning up and getting conservatives really riled up with misinformation. There is money to be made in talk radio and Fox News and everything. And so that's exactly the other thing is gaining power at the local level,
right?
Like as Republicans. But what you just said is that it's economically smart to get ratings for Fox News by doing exactly the opposite of what you make your employees do to stay healthy.
Exactly.
Economically smart if you are then killing off your listeners and your participants. Like your whole base is dying. That's not economically smart. You need to be investing in people so that they will continue to buy into your brand.
And we've welcomed into the studio Pastor Aaron James Brown.
Hello.
And it actually kind of dovetails into what we're talking about, whether it's spreading misinformation, power, control, which many people use religion in order to make people, cower or to manipulate them, whether it's about abortion or LGBTQ issues, and right now about science.
Yeah. And the Bible is not a scientific book.
really?
Sorry to say. It's actually a book of literature that helps us better understand God. And so anyone who wants to use it as science is not using their brain well or reading it correctly.
Or even, and Kirk said you said you wanted to talk to her about religion when we were in the green room.
OMG.
But for me, it's a lot about how people do weaponize the Bible inaccurately, first of all. If they were to really read the word of Jesus, they would all be socialists. If they really believed in what he said when it comes to the poor, to the disabled, to everything, and when it comes to wealth,
yeah,
they would eschew that.
Jesus talks more about money than he does about anything else, and he never talks about being queer. Sorry to say. And what he says about your money is give it away. Use it well.
what Jesus has said and what who are the guys in the Jewish faith in Islam? Well, the Jesus equivalents of all of those faiths are all saying the same thing about this, and that is, how about if your neighbor is hurting, help your neighbor. If your neighbor is sick, help your neighbor. Like we need in communities, religion is all about. Like you meet in church on Sundays, and the whole point of church is to like think about more than just yourself and pray amongst other people and pray for all of them. Pray for the wife who's sick of the guy in the third pew and you're in the fifth pew. And what we're doing with COVID and what the school board is doing with COVID is removing masks and putting people in harm's way. And it's the antithesis of every religion. And I know Christianity hell a lot more than I know Judaism or Islam or any other faith. But I know that every last one of them has these basic tenets.
They do. Yeah. As the Abrahamic faiths, they all share that. And they all are bringing people closer into community rather than ostracizing people. Or especially for Jesus, he is like pushing the boundaries open, saying, no, come in, come in. But to be in community, you have to prioritize the community. You have to prioritize others over yourself. It cannot be about individual liberty. And I don't want to wear a mask because of my individual rights. It has to be about the care and love of others. So,
and this comes down to the vaccine, too, because we're seeing that the rank and file of the Fraternal Order of Police, their leader, Cantazera, has said, well, what, and I think that people are, and I think I even misspeak when I say that he's advising them or telling them not to get vaccinated. He's telling them not to provide the verification of vaccination, which essentially is the same. Don't tell them that you haven't been vaccinated. It's kind of the same thing, because if they were vaccinated, they wouldn't have a problem sharing the record of that. So it's sort of that, but it's all this idea that we don't gotta, and the threat of if you demand this of us, well, then we're not going to show up at work because of your mandate. So you're going to be in danger.
Okay. This is what I think about that. Why don't all the teachers, I'm from Wisconsin, but you know, you don't have to worry about this. The teachers should all do the same thing. I will not show up to work unless you put proper COVID mitigations in place that protect me as a teacher. I think they should do mass walkouts right now in the entire state of Wisconsin.
I think so. For teachers to do mass walkouts.
Yeah,
yeah. That's really interesting.
And I that's what I was like, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to do that and force school boards to do what I'm trying to get them to do than for me to sue them. I was like, why didn't I think about that earlier? I would have saved $50,000.
That would be much better.
Just sort of lean on the teachers unions a little bit more.
You wouldn't be picked up by all the news networks.
Right.
And even on, because he was even on conservative radio, and John Howell was like, no, that makes sense, because there are moderate Republicans who are really disgusted by people attacking school boards, right? Pastor, where we have people, by the way, I do need to make sure that I introduce everyone, because this is kind of perfect to have beer and Bible, because we have Pastor Aaron James Brown from Big Shoulders Church, and on Thursday evening, she told me that she does beer and Bibles at Tata's Tacos
what
on Irving Park.
Get?
Right? And I was like, come in studio. I know, okay, first, before I go to a call, I want to let people know about Big Shoulders Church. Let people know where that's located and the work that you guys do in the community.
Yeah, so we don't own a building right now. We own a thrift store in Portage Park called Greater Goods Community Thrift, because we want to be invested in the community and let them know that we care as well. And we have our first worship service coming up this Sunday at 11 a.m. at Ann's Haven, which is on Irving Park Road and Portage Park as well. But what we primarily do is we are about being authentic, no BS is what I'll say, in our relationship with God, with each other. So we tell each other when life is hard, when we need some help. We're also about being collaborative, that we don't do this alone, but that life is meant about being a little messy and getting involved with each other, but also caring for each other, much like what we've been talking about. And our last principle is about being determined, that no one's going to hold us back or hold us down because they want to erase a part of who we are and or take away our voice as working for justice. So we do a lot of work around LGBTQ queer inclusion in the church, because we've seen a lot of harm that churches have done in the past towards the queer community. And we want to say, that's awful. We're sorry that happened to you. And that's not what the Bible says. That's not how God sees you. You are a beloved child of God. And so we celebrate who you are. You help us teach us more about who God is.
See, these are great conversations over beer, too, don't you think?
Amen, Kirk, sister.
Mary wants to ask us about where we're getting our information from, so I guess we'll do a back and forth on this with Mary, calling from the 708. Hi, Mary. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're good. What's on your mind?
I can't hear.
I'm just curious. I stumbled across your radio station a couple of times, and today I was intrigued because I hear a lot of talking that conservatives are X, Y, and Z, and that we're misinformed, and let's focus on vaccines, actually, where my main reasons for calling. So when you say that we're not following the science, and you guys think it's funny when you say that people aren't following the science, so I'm going to ask you a simple question.
Sure. On which one? Go ahead. Well, right now, which one in particular? Which issue in particular? The vaccinations or the ivermectin?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, you mentioned something about. Let's follow the science.
Okay. So, from the FDA, from FDA.gov, COVID-19, we've been living with it for what seems sometimes like forever, given the number of deaths that have occurred from the disease. It's perhaps not surprising that some consumers are turning to drugs not approved or authorized by the food. And are you trying to talk to her on the phone? We're having trouble with Kirk's headphones. Lady B, can you see if we can get Kirk's headphones on? I don't know why I'm not sure which ones they're plugged into. So the FDA, carefully evaluates the scientific data on drugs to make sure that it's both safe and effective. So they're saying that you should not use ivermectin. The FDA has not authorized or approved ivermectin for use in preventing or treating COVID-19 in humans or animals. What more do you want from there, Mary?
Well, so to start from the beginning, do you know it's technically not really a vaccine because it hasn't been out there? I think it's 3 years. The vaccine needs to be out there for 3 years in order for us to have information of what are the side effects of these vaccinations. Would you agree with that? That we really don't know.
We do know because hundreds of million. Are you talking about like lifelong? Like in 50 years, will you have cancer from a vaccination?
No, I'm talking 5 years, 3 years. I'm not talking like 10 years down the road.
Well,
when you say we do know, how do you know this? It started a year ago.
Right. Well, we also know that this science has actually the mRNAs, the vaccinations that they're using right now, have been developed for over a decade. So they have been in clinical trials for that amount of time. The variation is whether or not they use the COVID-19 for it specifically, right? Because just like the flu virus, every year it has to be changed and adjusted depending on what's out in the environment, what's out there globally.
Sure, and its effectiveness towards COVID-19. But would you say that the people that are on the sidelines saying, hey, wait a minute, I don't want to take
this. Oh, we got an anti-vaxxer on the radio?
Long enough. Would you say that those people are uneducated and we're just, because that's really my concern, is I want to wait a little bit till this has actually been out there, studied on its effectiveness towards COVID-19.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to overtalk you. Go ahead. Only because I'm running up against Let me do this. Would you mind staying on hold? Because I don't want to be dismissive of you, because I think it was wonderful that you called in and are asking these questions. And we are having a conversation, and I don't want to shortchange you on that. So let me take a break here for our traffic and everything, and then come back and continue the conversation with you. Sound good?
Perfect.
Excellent. Thank you. Stand by. We're going to take a break here and continue our conversation. We're taking calls at 773-763-WCPT. And we'll be right back after this with Pastor Aaron James Brown and Brewer, because I'm making him stay now. He's going to be late for his date. Kurt Bankstead, right after this.
Boom, boom.
Joan Esposito, live, local, and progressive on WCPT Willow Springs, is powered by ComEd. Lower your energy bills and reduce your carbon footprint with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.
WCPT 820, Chicago's Progressive Talk, where facts matter.
Some got busy, some got lazy, some got creative, some went crazy. Couch potatoes, avoiding respirators, we all got pretty big round the equator. Shopping online, working online, zooming all day, no pants, that's fine. Hiding at home from civilization, here's what I did over my pandemic vacation.
In chronological order, more or less, with the non-political songs first, cause not everybody wants to hear what I think politically, and I understand that, but honestly, how could anyone get through the past 18 months without one political thought?
That's Steve Goody from his album, What I Did During My Pandemic Vacation, available at stevegoody.com. That's GOODIE.com. Joining me in studio, we have Pastor Aaron James Brown from Big Shoulders Church. They have their first in-person service this Sunday at Ann's Haven, right?
Yes, we do. And we're excited. We're hoping that lots of queer folks and queer allies will be joining us as well, 11 a.m. Sunday.
Excellent. And we have...
With a name like Pastor Aaron James Brown, you're going to get what you're looking for, I guarantee you.
That's awesome. And that is the voice of Kirk Bangstad, who is the proprietor of Monaco Brewing, and he has started a line of progressive beers, and as a side gig, he has started a super PAC with the Monaco Brewing and everybody at the establishment, and they are taking on school boards in Wisconsin that are not putting in mitigating safety elements in order to slow the spread of the Delta variant, which continues to be a threat to many. And we have a lot of folks who have said from the very beginning, and this is not, our listener Mary is not alone, and we know that there are people in the healthcare industry, there are people all over the country who are like, I don't know what's in the vaccine, I want to wait and see, I want to make sure that it's safe. And I think for me, I'm going on not just the reading I've done in regards, Mary, to the vaccine's development over the last over decade, but also the history of vaccines going all the way back to the 1700s and their efficacy. So that's more where I'm coming from, because every vaccine that comes out, there's going to be that time period where folks are concerned. So, Mary, I wanted to give you a chance to continue.
Okay, Emma, just one thing. I do a lot of research. I have a lot of people in the medical field. But just to throw this out there, and I know you're not going to believe this, but there are many doctors out there that are very much so against the vaccine and recommend that their patients not take the vaccine. I actually took my kids in to see what my doctor said. Loyola doctor, by the way. Don't do it. So I just want to throw this out there that you guys think it's funny and that I just heard you guys laughing and that we're getting misinformation and we're not. I don't think it's funny. I think that the things that we worry about and we're also hearing from other doctors are real. And I just don't think that that's a laughing matter. And
well,
I wanted to say, and I want to know your science because... Go ahead.
First of all, Mary, I will say this in regards to laughing about anything. My way of dealing with stress and things that are frustrating is often to laugh. So while this topic might not be a laughing matter, I deal with stress with laughing. I'm a survivor of rape. My brother was murdered by John Wayne Gacy. I have survived a lot of trauma. And so when I laugh, none of those things are funny. And yet, do I have to find a way to laugh about them? I absolutely do. So to call and say that it's not a laughing matter, I don't, if you hear it that way, then I understand that, but
Was Kirk raped also? Kirk was the one that was actually doing a lot of the laughing.
Hey, Mary, let's talk. Let's
Kirk
talk, Mary.
Let's talk, Mary.
So, Mary,
by the way, you called Anthony Weiner an intelligent guy. Is that right? Is that what you said?
You can be you can do bad things and be an intelligent guy.
Was Michael Jackson a bad artist? Okay, let's talk a little bit. So, every economist, every scientist has to take the law of averages. We have to who's the commissioner of basketball? He's the guy that predicted who is going to win everything. And if there's two doctors that say the vaccine is bad and then 2 million doctors that say the vaccine is good, I'm going to go with that average. And I'm going to actually, at this point, 2 years later, for people that aren't listening to mainstream media and that are choosing those two guys versus 2 million, I'm going to start getting a little frustrated with them. I'm going to start looking at them cross-eyed. And I'm going to start actually downplaying their equal rights to contribute because it's actually hurting people and causing people to die.
That's where he's coming from.
Here's the beauty with what you're saying, Kirk, okay? Respect what you're saying. You're getting a little upset. But I don't know if you've looked around. We're in America. I can choose not to do it. And you can be pissed about
actually,
it.
Actually, but you don't have pretty those. Soon, you're not going to be able to choose because you're hurting people. And we're going to make you get the vaccine.
Okay, now we're not going to make any, we're not holding anybody down. I know there are people who talk about how it's not constitutional. That's not accurate.
You're going to make me get the vaccine.
No.
Like with making the police department get those vaccines. Let's see what happens.
To go out in public, really maybe. To go out in public, right? to do anything that involves the public, you're probably going to have to get the vaccine at some point.
In order to participate, whether it's your vocation or go to restaurants,
you can choose to stay at home. I'm not going to stay at home anymore. You can choose to stay at home.
I respect the people that don't want to take the vaccine as long as they're out there with their mask.
Oh, I don't respect it. Anybody that I if they don't have a medical reason, I would say you just elicited that for me. We can have a conversation, but I don't have respect.
What
I don't
about
have
a religious reason.
Well, if everything else you do is for a religious reason, if everything that you do is based on strict religion, then that makes sense to me. Like, if you know, what are some of the things, Pastor,
for a person of faith, like a religious reason for wanting to care for others? Matthew 25 is all about caring for the least of these and caring for your neighbor, is what Jesus is saying. And so for me, I am constantly analyzing using sanitizer, wearing a mask, going out in public and letting people know that I might have the flu or like a cold. It's not just about COVID, but it's about wanting to protect my neighbor in all kinds of ways. And if science helps me do that, I really am passionate about using science as a way of protecting the most vulnerable, including like my 2-year-old daughter, including the disabled who might have more strong resistance to the vaccine or more strong reactions to the vaccine. And so when I take it, I assume that I am doing the Jesus-like thing and putting others ahead of my own needs, trusting that the science has proven that I will be okay when I take it.
And I have a question.
Consulting with my doctor and with that.
I would ask Mary, is it that you don't trust is it that you don't trust the science or you don't trust the government?
A little bit of both. At this point right now, I'm just hesitant. I'll be honest with you. Like I told you in the beginning, I'm one of those that just kind of wants to sit back and just see what happens in a little bit. I'm not one of those that are, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, obviously, because, I mean, my husband got vaccinated. I'm not one of those pushing, oh, don't do it. I want to sit back because I have met people and have people in their family that have had bad reactions after they've done this. It's a real thing.
Are you also masking? Are you also masking and staying socially distant?
100%.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for that. Mary, I appreciate the conversation, and the phone lines have lit up with you. So have a great rest of your day, and let's have this conversation again, okay? We'll continue to talk.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. See, you got me in trouble, Kirk, which is fine. I feel like that's your role here, is to get... she was like, it was so funny because she was like, obviously, I've made, you know, you're getting mad. And I'm like, whenever someone says that you're laughing at something, the reason I bring up my personal life is that I've never called anybody out from doing a rape joke or for doing a serial killer joke. I don't call people up and go, this isn't a laughing matter. I don't do that. And so when people do that to me, I'm like, okay, hold on a second. Look, I mean, the same thing with the religious exemptions. Is everything that is serious, you've never laughed about any of those things, or everything that's in the Bible, you're absolutely doing every single one of those things, or are you cherry picking? Are you having selective outrage?
I think, and two, what we've learned over the last 18 months, 2 years, is that we all respond to trauma differently. And so we have to be respectful of each other, of how we're dealing with our traumas, because we're living in a constant state of trauma in COVID.
Yeah, do you see me? Me and Kirk got worked up, and Pastor Aaron's like, okay, you guys.
thank God we got a pet. Thank God. God, we got a pastor here.
We are in studio with Pastor Aaron James from Big Shoulders Church, and we have Kirk Bangstad, who is from Anaqua Brewing and has this incredible plan to make sure that kids are safe in Wisconsin and thereby also keeping their families safe. And he's not, and by the way, we're going to make you get vaccinated. I would say that's a little bit scary. I mean,
it was a little bit of an anger statement, but the follow up was, if you want to join the public in public events, I truly believe you need to get vaccinated. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're giving up your right to join the public in places where people could get COVID.
Well, and that's the carrot and the stick, right? Is if you want to do these things, if you want to travel, if you want to keep your place of employment, if you want to, like, those are all things that they're not guaranteed to you. And vaccine mandates are not unconstitutional at this moment, because there is precedent from 1905. Even my own alderman is spreading these lies that it violates your constitutional rights to be vaccinated. When we have done this before in Massachusetts, they were for smallpox vaccinations. If you refuse to get vaccinated, you were being fined $5. And the Supreme Court held that up. And that continues to be precedent now to this day.
Yeah.
So they can hold that, but we don't know how things are going to change with this new Supreme Court.
So, I mean, I was in France in August, taking a vacation, and I was forced to get a QR code. I got to show my vaccine. They gave me a QR code, and I was on my phone, and every restaurant I went to, there was somebody with an iPad or an iPhone scanned my QR code to let me into the restaurant. And it was beautiful. I was like, oh, my God, I wish America had this. Because now I knew when I took my mask off to go into a restaurant that everybody around me was vaccinated. And I didn't have to worry about getting sick or, you know, the Delta variant was starting to rage in France at the time. And I was like, what's Big Brother about this? This is actually a guarantee, helps the economy because now it encourages me to go to a restaurant. And I don't have to be worried about other people being sick at the restaurant, you know. And so to me, this is every argument that the Republicans have about Big Brother is opposite of what actually happens when you instill vaccine mandates to join public stuff like concerts and restaurants and bars.
Exactly. I think that way. A texter liked to say that it wasn't just the laughing, it's that you called people stupid that was a big put off. So I will say that the opinions and views of my guests are not always those of mine. But I will sometimes get involved in dropping in like saying
that tinfoil hats equal stupid? Because I use the term tinfoil hats.
I don't know if you did.
They channel Tucker Carlson, yeah. Who might be an alien from Mars because he really is here to destroy the globe.
And I would say that, look, I know that Hal Sparks leans into this too. So if anybody's listening to this station is like, oh my, I mean, I get that on my show you're not used to it, but there are a lot of people who say like ridicule is the only way sometimes to get through to them. And I don't know. And maybe not to you. And that's offensive to call somebody, you know, for me, I would say misguided, maybe is what I would say because they're malleable. They're being willfully ignorant. And if that sounds like calling someone stupid to you, then that's what you hear, not what I said.
I think, too, like offering a sense of grace to people who feel uncertain because we don't understand their circumstances. Maybe they, too, have like a type of situation that needs some more coaxing of coming along. But as we continue to have these conversations, it's not about a threat of caring for others or a threat towards you and your individual liberty. It's a threat of we're all in this together. And if we don't get our like arms around it, we won't survive as a species. It'll be just a few of us left. And so we need to be participating with each other in having these conversations so that we can bring people around.
Exactly.
And I mean, at the end of the day, I've been through the empathetic stage of this. I've been through the let's coax people who are scared of vaccine because it's a new thing. It's scary. Like I've been through all of that. And at this point, when I'm seeing the Delta variant rage, when it doesn't have to, when we as a nation are like 55% vaccinated or something like that, like when I see that and that's being caused by for-profit conservative mass media, I think we need to get angry at this point. We need, and I use ridicule. I don't mean to hurt people, but I feel like sometimes shame when it comes to saving lives. Maybe I choose that, and maybe it's a wrong choice, but that's what I'm choosing at this point.
I think it's an interesting point is that we're trying to save lives, and sometimes, you know, if you're doing that at all, just sort of like that's your focus, it's easy to step on toes sometimes.
Yeah. So. It's also like to recognize, I wonder too, Kirk, if you are also kind of grieving that this has gone on for so long, and our response to grief can be anger. And so to say, like, it's okay to be good to yourself and not feel like you have to engage with people who aren't further along.
I could probably just zip the lip. You're probably right about that.
I told you I would take care of it. But you were in studio. Kirk, I know you have somewhere to be, and I know there's a lot of traffic in Chicago. I'm not throwing you out, by the way. Then she just kicked him to the curb after that. Kirk, thank you so much. When are you back in town?
I'm trying to get some beer.
Call
into
Binnie's.
I was at Binnie's at the corporate headquarters today. They're tasting the beer as we speak. That's why I'm in town. I'm trying to expand out of Wisconsin. So if you are listening and want to try my beer, oh my God, call
so
Binnie's.
Good.
Call the Bins.
Yeah. Call the Binnie's.
Help a brother out.
Hopefully we didn't tick off too many people. Thank you so much, Kirk. Have a wonderful evening. And I wish you the very best on your adventure this evening as well. And let's check in next weekend on the legal cases in Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Sounds good.
Excellent. Yeah. Go to Minocqua Brewery on Facebook, like his page, and support the work that he's doing there as well. Thank you so much. And we'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with Pastor Aaron James Brown in just a moment on WCPT. We're driving it home with Patty Vasquez.
One more good idea.
Tucker Carlson wasn't libelous because no reasonable person could listen to his show and think that what he's saying is true.
And then there's no disclaimer before his show either now. And it's literally fake news.
Everything that this person is going to say, Tucker Carlson, everything that Tucker Carlson is going to say now lies. Should not be thought of as true.
One more good idea with Marcus Newman. Sunday mornings at 8 on WCPT 820.
Patty Vasquez is taking your calls now at 773-763-9278. Driving it home with Patty Vasquez now on WCPT 820.
We are taking your calls in more ways than one, because I know we have some listeners on hold right now. But I also have, right now, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to see Black Violin at the Genesee Theater. Classical hip-hop crossover duo Black Violin combines traditional instruments with modern beats to create musical mashups that lift everyone out of their seats in celebration of hope and unity. See them at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on October 29th. For more information, visit GenesseeTheater.com. And we will take caller number two for that prize. That is, by the way, our contest running on WCPT 820 are open to listeners 18 or older and residents of the Greater Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana area. One entry per person, one winner per household. I almost had it, Aaron. Void where prohibited by law. Listeners may only win or qualify to win once every 30 days. Complete rules are available on our website at WCPT820.com by clicking the contest tab. And that's caller number two at 773-763-WCPT. In studio with me is Pastor Aaron James Brown. And I guess everybody can remember it because it's Aaron James Brown.
Yeah, it's not a forgettable name, for sure.
It's not a forgettable name. I am so thrilled to have you in studio, and I'm going to have you back for the full hour so that you can talk a little bit more about the work that you do. Because right now, the phone lines did light up with listeners who wanted to join the conversation. Brian is in Joliet. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you, Patty?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. I wanted to, I mentioned it to you, and you have a guest. Have you heard of Rosemary Radford Ruther?
Yes.
She wrote a book called Sexism and God Talk, 1983, and it's a feminist interpretation of Christianity, and she's a democratic socialist like Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Nina Turner, people like that. And I included some of her work in my master's thesis for my master's in philosophy, Sexism and God Talk.
Wow.
And I just want to say that in this day and time in the United States, where misogyny has become rampant, it is a really important book to read.
Yeah, and she comes from a long line of feminist scholars dating all the way back to, like, the female mystics who sought to connect with God in creative ways. And so Rosemary Radford Ruther builds off of that tradition. And we now, living in the 21st century, not 1980 anymore, but I'm glad that your master's thesis quoted her. And there's so many more other feminist philosophers and theologians out there that say, like, women should have a voice at the table. Jesus was always bringing more and more women into the circle. They had names. They had words coming out of their mouths that we remember. And I really appreciate that you bring that up and share that.
Well, that book, Sexism and God Talk, is every bit as relevant today as it was.
You're right. Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Patty. Have a great day.
You as well. We also have Judy from Niles. Hi, Judy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. And I was so excited I had to share. I was watching Nicole Wallace, Deadline White House, and they mentioned the brewery. And I was so excited.
Oh.
And I had to just tell you that you made it. And I had just thought, you know, I have MSNBC's number in New York, and I thought, you know, somebody should call and see if they can get them on this. And I was, but somebody had a bigger mouth than I do. After one, and they got there first, and they called in, but I was still excited. I thought, great.
Isn't that great?
It's now nationwide.
Yep. I'm sorry that Kirk had to run before you could tell him about seeing his or hearing his.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I hope that I can find a snail mail address for him, because I'm a disaster on the computer, and I would like to send him some money.
Oh, I will get a snail mail address for you and make sure that you've got that. Okay, Judy?
Okay, I left my phone, both my phone numbers with Zach.
Okay, well you can leave it with you can leave it with Lady B too if you want me to have her pass it on, because I don't think Zach gave that to me.
Yeah, because
or I might have missed it.
We did try. We went on it and read it all, but our banks are connected and we're just
gotcha. Fair enough.
By the way, tell Kirk he looked very cute, but they didn't let him talk unless they cut him for time. I'm not sure.
Judy, I have to tell you something.
I'm sure he won't care if an 80-year-old lady thinks he's cute, but
oh, he 100% will think that's sweet. Judy, I have to tell you, I was thinking about you this weekend because I don't know if you were able to do it over the weekend, but I did change my sheets on my bed.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Well, I did get them changed.
Excellent. That's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, and they're new. And, of course, I'm trying to find non-iron ones. I mean, who's going to iron the sheet these days?
Oh, I don't. I'll try to find the ones that I use. Well, although they probably are supposed to be ironed, and I just don't. I'll be honest with you.
Thanks. I know people just don't. But I have a cottage, and I am not. I am for sure not ironing those sheets. No.
Fair enough.
I mean, I might take a chance and do it for my home ones, but no. The sheets up there, my mother bought them, and she's been dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hold on to those. Yep.
So, yeah, but isn't it nice? But see,
it is.
We spend... that's an exciting weekend for us to change sheets.
I'm going to make it my exciting thing so that I'm still excited at 80 to do it. Just saying. Thank you, Judy.
Okay, thank you. It was great talking.
Always great to talk to you, Judy. And I also have, by the way, I gave away something just a moment ago, and I have more because it's only an hour past her air, and I have to give away more stuff. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour featuring John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and the comedy duo Frangela. Frangela! My husband was just teasing me. He's like, it's Frangela. Don't say it wrong. It's Frangela. They're the comedy duo, and they're amazing. They've been sold out. They've been a sold-out sensation for over a decade, and the only live show in 2021 will be in Madison, Wisconsin at the historic Barrymore Theater. Tickets and info are available at sexyliberal.com. But right now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to the show on Saturday, October 23rd. Right now, we're going to give it to caller number two again, because all the phone lines are lit up, and I don't want to make Lady B run around that much with the phones. Like, okay, no, you didn't win. If you don't win, call back. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Survivors Tour, Saturday, October 23rd at the Barrymore Theater. Go to sexyliberal.com for your tickets. All those in attendance must show proof of vaccination and must wear a mask. If you can't go to Madison, go to Steph's website and purchase a ticket for the live video pay-per-view simulcast and join in on the fun.
You've got just a note. I thought that was my dad's website, sexyliberal.com, but
well done.
Apparently not.
Well done to Mr. James, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Hello, right. Mr. James. I have to do the, I'm looking at my name. Yes, Mr. James. Thanks for listening. Where does Mr. James live?
He lives in Dallas, Texas.
He lives in Dallas? He's
listening
down there?
Listening all the way up here.
Can I just tell you something I'm addicted to right now in the background when I'm doing work is Friday Night Lights, the series.
Yes. I lived Friday Night Lights.
I believe it. I want to know how much that was true.
It's so true. I mean, there's not a whole lot for us to do, and so we fill our time with being obsessed with football. I, to this day, don't understand football, but I've been to so many games and won, like, most spirited in high school. Just because I yelled a lot. So.
Wow. So if I told you you're offside, you'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm really happy about it.
I enjoy it so much. I want to have a little bit more time to learn more about your career and where you're coming from. But I think in the minute that we have left, and I apologize to our listeners who were on hold, talk a little bit. What do you want to make sure people know about Big Shoulders Church?
I want to make sure people know that we exist because we realize that there are not a whole lot of churches that are out there being predominant, like being progressive, saying that queer people are loved by God, that being anti-racist and anti-oppression is a part of Jesus's platform of who Jesus is, and also that there's space for you in this community, that you can come and help transform us to be more Jesus-like by teaching us about who you are and helping us learn to love you. And so that's who we are. We're kind of a new church start, just getting going. And if you're also really interested in doing new things and want to have your footprint in that, that would be a huge help and gift to us. So
excellent. And where can people find more information about you?
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, on our website. You can Google BigShouldersChurch.com, Big Shoulders Church, and come see us on Sunday at 11 a.m. Anne's Haven
on it's on
Irving Park Road
in Portage Park. Excellent. And now we're gonna go have some beers over Bibles.
Yes, ma'am.
It's gonna give me chest pains like my childhood. The Mormons used to come over, but I think you're gonna be better than them.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Rick Unger is up next. It's a true story, everyone. I was also Mormon on top of everything else. Rick Unger's up. Thanks, Mom. Rick Unger's up next. See you all tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday night.